The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Lacking faith. Oops, I did it again. Failed to obey His word, to rest in Him. Dear listening friend, we all fall lacking faith. Even after all God has done for us time and time again, and is doing for us even now. As I've thought about a recent event when I failed to believe that things were going to work out, I think about the example of Peter walking on the water. He knew Christ well enough to know that he could do the impossible. He had seen God at work, healing the sick, multiplying the small amount of food to feed thousands. When folks think on Peter in the boat, most will think about him walking on water with Jesus. Listen to the account found in Matthew 14. The boat and disciples was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Christ came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Think with me about the basics of this experience. Peter asked for confirmation. "Jesus, if it really is you, then have me come to you on the water." Well, Christ said, "Come," and Peter got his answer. And became the only human, other than Christ himself, to have ever walked on water. Folks, as you look at a need in your life, ask, and you shall receive. God is forever faithful. Matthew 7, and also in Luke 11. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Peter got distracted by the circumstances around him. When he saw the wind, was afraid and began to sink, got his feet wet. We are so very much like that. I start the day off with scripture and examples of what God has done. Then, as the day gets busy, I get distracted by the storms of this life. And, oops, I did it again. Took my eyes off of him, failed to keep a proper perspective. As our Creator and all-knowing God, He knows all about us. He understands our weaknesses. Hebrews chapter 4. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The instant that Peter knew his faith had failed, he called out to Jesus. Wow, just think about that. That had to be one of the fastest, most genuine prayers in history. "Lord, save me!" And immediately, God took hold of him, and he helped him understand why he failed. He lacked faith. And it is noteworthy that all this took place right after Peter had seen Christ feed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. But before we get too judgmental of Peter, stop and think a minute. I'm pretty sure you can remember when that was you. You had a mountaintop experience, and your faith was incredible. Then, short time later, you went through something, got distracted by your circumstances, and you got your feet wet. How do we recover from yet another time when we lacked faith? confess your sin. Call on Jesus in prayer. Meditate on Him. Invest time in His Word. And get a correct, Christ-centered perspective. Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Then watch for God's fingerprints, and when things do come together, remember to praise and thank Him, just as the disciples did when Peter and Jesus got into the boat. The wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped Him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And in closing, listen to Galatians 6:9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not."
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.